I was thinking about lucid dreaming the other night. You realize you're dreaming, you decide to fly, and up you go.
Right, total control.
Exactly. But then you try to like walk through a wall and you bounce right off.
Yeah, even though your conscious mind knows it's just a dream, your brain aggressively enforces the physical rules of reality. It insists walls are solid.
Which is wild because it's a world made entirely of thought. We just bounce off. Why? Well, because we naturally enforce our own limits. So, welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're taking that exact concept and, applying it to day two of week 11 to your Laws of Life workbook.
Yeah, the core theme of Chapter 11 is just that. There's a reason you can't walk through walls in your dreams. They are your walls. You put them there.
It's such a striking metaphor for the boundaries we passively accept in our waking lives. So, your primary goal for day two is reviewing the Chapter 11 distill list.
Right, to select your own top points for your daily practice.
Yeah, but you can't just pick the ones that sound nice. And from a psychological angle, I'd say look for the point that triggers actual discomfort. You want that cognitive dissonance,
Oh,
like
absolutely.
that unsettling feeling when a new idea clashes with a deeply held limiting belief. You're looking for the point that exposes where you've been practicing learned helplessness. When past failures have conditioned you to just stop trying, even when a new door finally opens.
I would add, you should really monitor your physical reaction while reading too, because the human brain is essentially this energy conservation machine.
Right. It wants the easy route.
Exactly. It relies on default neural pathways because they're cheap and easy to run. So when you read a point that creates a spark of mental friction, your brain is actually resisting the energy cost of building a new thought pattern.
Wow. So that friction is exactly what you want to lean into.
Yeah, it means you're challenging those lazy neural pathways.
I actually felt that friction myself when reading through the list. Like one point hit me really hard. Most people stop at the wall and call it reality.
Oh, that is a heavy one.
It is. It made me wonder if we're just dealing with psychological projection here. Like we hit an obstacle, and instead of pushing through, we project our own internal fear of failure onto it.
Right, labeling it as reality.
Yeah, we label the wall as immutable reality just so we don't have to feel bad about giving up.
I mean, I wouldn't strictly call it projection. It's actually a deeply ingrained survival mechanism.
Wait, really? How so?
Well, your brain recognizes an obstacle, calculates the massive, caloric and mental energy required to overcome it, and quickly labels it impossible just to save resources.
Oh, so it's trying to help.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism, an
No.
evolutionary one to prevent wasted effort.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. And if you don't consciously challenge that energy-saving mechanism, you just stay stuck, which connects to another point I kept coming back to.
Which one?
The one that says some walls need work to get through others simply disappear when you stop believing in them. I mean, by simply shifting your mental framework, your perception of what is actually an obstacle just completely changes.
It really does. And if you don't make that conscious shift to break the wall, your brain just defaults to the easiest route available.
Always taking the path of least resistance.
Exactly. There's a line in the text that perfectly captures this danger. It says, "If you don't take control, you end up where the system puts you, just like a rat in a maze."
Oh man, a rat in a maze. That's a brutal visual.
Right. But it's true. If you aren't actively forging an intentional path, your brain is just going to run the maze society already built for you.
Wait, but if the brain is biologically wired to take the easiest route through the maze to save energy, how do we actually break out? It sounds like we're fighting our own biology.
We absolutely are, which is why the physical act of defiance is so critical here. Look at another point from the list.
Go ahead.
People who get ahead don't wait for permission, they find a way. Actively bypassing a wall doesn't just solve a temporary problem, it physically rewires your brain through neuroplasticity.
Right, but what is the actual mechanism there? Like, what's happening in the brain?
So think of your default neural pathways like a paved highway, fast and effortless. Forcing a new path to bypass a wall is like hacking through a dense jungle with a machete.
Oh, okay. Exhausting.
Totally exhausting.
Yeah.
And your brain fights the effort. But every time you do it, you lay down a new neural road. You physically train your mind to become a solution-seeking system rather than, one that waits passively for authority to open a door.
Yeah, it's incredibly empowering. So here's your task for day two, everyone. Review the Chapter 11 distill list.
Find the points that make you uncomfortable.
Yes, the ones that force you to hack through that mental jungle. Select your three favorite points and write them into your daily practice list for the week's work.
And remember, you need to review these 3 times a day.
Exactly. 3 times a day.
And pay attention to the friction while you do it. That resistance means you're actually doing the work.
Absolutely. So before you jump into the workbook today, keep this in mind.
Yeah.
The next time you feel completely stuck, whether it's a project, a career move, or just a personal goal,
take a step back.
Take a step back and ask yourself, wait, did you actually physically hit a wall, or did your mind just conveniently decide to put one there? Mm-hmm.